And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 24th of November, 2014. It's the birthday of the woman who first published James Joyce's Ulysses. Margaret Anderson, born in Indianapolis, 1886, grew up in a small town in Indiana, didn't fit in, so she moved to Chicago, wanted to start a magazine devoted to the avant-garde, and she called it The Little Review. First issue came out March 1914. It was 4 years later that Ezra Pound showed Margaret Anderson the manuscript of Ulysses, James Joyce's Ulysses. She read it. She wrote to Pound, "This is the most beautiful thing we'll ever have. We'll print it if it's the last effort of our lives." And they did print it, but all of the copies of the magazine were confiscated by the U.S. Post Office, and they were burned, and she was charged with obscenity. Margaret Anderson said, "I wasn't born to be a fighter. The causes I have fought for have invariably been causes that should have been gained by a delicate suggestion. Since they never were, I made myself into a fighter." It's the birthday of Spinoza, Benedict Spinoza, born Amsterdam, 1632. He was a brilliant scholar, but he got in trouble with the Jewish community because he questioned the existence of miracles. So he supported himself making lenses for glasses and telescopes and microscopes. And in his spare time, he studied mathematics and philosophy. It was Spinoza who argued that the soul and the body are not really separate but two parts of the same thing, that God did not stand outside the universe, but rather that the universe itself was God and that everything in the universe was perfect and divine. It's the birthday of Lawrence Stern, born in Clonmel, Ireland, 1713. He was a preacher who then became a novelist, and he wrote one of the most revolutionary novels in English literature, The Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy, Gentleman, 1760, a fictional autobiography in which the narrator is unable to tell his own story. He's always sidetracked by digressions on all sorts of subjects. The book influenced many writers of the 20th century, James Joyce and Virginia Woolf, Samuel Beckett. Italo Calvino said, "Lawrence Stern was the undoubted progenitor of all the avant-garde novels of our century." And it's the birthday of the novelist Nuruddin Farah, born in Somalia, 1945, author of 10 novels, all in English, all about Somalia. Nuruddin Farah, who said, "The only thing I can say is that I have tried my best to keep my country alive by writing about it." Here's a poem for today by Moira Donaldson, "A Woman Addresses Her Body." "For all my talk of soul, it was you always, sweet little beast, a moral animal, who showed me the ways of love, its passions and crucifixions, the artist, the anatomist, the poet, and the surgeon. They have seen the glory in you. You beatified them in the moments where they believed. You are my way, my truth, my life. I am what you have made of me, and still I do not know the limits of you or where you will take me next." "A Woman Addresses Her Body" by Moira Donaldson, from her selected poems, published by Liberty's Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.